ויקבל השם חזר וימץ ליבך וימץ
Питер, не слышно вас.
Раз. Рабаш, кто по душе людям? Известно, что невозможно прийти к любви к Творцу до того, как человек...
Рабаш, it is known that it is impossible to achieve love of the Creator before a person is rewarded with love of people through love your neighbor as yourself, which Rabbi Akiva said is a great rule in the Torah. That is, by this, a person accustoms himself to love people, which is love of others, and then he can achieve the degree of loving the Creator. By this, we should interpret the above said, anyone with whom the spirit of the people is content, meaning that the spirit of the people is content with him, for he always engages in love of people and always watches out for love of others. Then the spirit of the Creator is also pleased with him, meaning he enjoys making the spirit of the Creator, meaning bestowing upon the Creator. But it is not so with one who engages in self-love. Then it is certain that the spirit of the Creator is also not pleased with him. Workshop question. How do we each day in a new ten exercise love of friends between us? Workshop question. How do we each day in a new ten exercise love of friends between us?
How do we exercise the love of friends? I think that one of the nicest things which people are now talking about with their random tens is that every time anew you discover how great the friends are. This creates a very strong backwind in the society. It sweeps you up and enables you to annul yourself towards the friends, and I suppose it also generates love.
Yeah, we're not supposed to get used to love of friends, but every day we should be excited by this again. Yesterday's burned and we didn't do anything. And as if we were reborn every day. And we need again and again to try and build that love. That's the idea.
The fact that we're together now and able to pray, we should expect new things.
We get used to making efforts every time to build a new kli. That's what's special in this last period, that you have a limited time and you have to do a lot.
Yes, he said, getting used to, and then he said, to exercise it you never get accustomed to it. The exercise, practicing it, is what makes it very interesting. Very many different tastes and flavors. The body's changed, the faces change, but you can see the desire and the effort in every friend, this demand to attain the goal, to achieve it, and it's a very, very captivating maneuver. There's something new here. Just to every day see the greatness of the friends in you.
My strongest impression that the what you get used to is that the morning lesson becomes the most essential, the most important thing, that you know that what you're going to do in these 3 hours, that's what you have for the rest of the day. Don't expect anything else. But in the previous way we had, you had like some... you had some guarantee that you knew the people, they'd hold you, but now, no, you have 3 hours and that's it.
Another thing. As far as I'm concerned, it's very special because, what, it's been 2 weeks and 2 days that we've been in random tents. I think I was in a tent with more than 100 friends in this time. And there's no way to remain indifferent. Even if you want to be indifferent, you can't. It just rocks you. And so it's very emotional. It evokes many emotions, all these changes going on.
And the habit is should be in making the efforts and giving the exertion one towards the other. I agree with what Roy said. The interesting thing is that it all depends on your first initial effort that can really start everything up. If I don't make that effort, nothing happens.
Yes, to love means that we care for the friend's spirituality. And if the friend comes to the lesson and participates, all of that is without love. It's the exercise.
We need the help of the Creator. You constantly have to look for that point of feeling, otherwise there's no true connection. And the search is in meetings. You have that 20 minutes during the day where you meet the friends and you try to reach a depth with them.
That's because truly one of the most important things this new thing, the random tent, did to us, is it raised our responsibility, our personal responsibility, very greatly. It's something very special. It's like a family. If you don't do your part, there won't be anything. There won't be money for the family and so on. And here in the tents, it's very clear-cut. If you don't act, nothing happens. That's something very interesting that happened here to everyone, to myself as well. And you can really feel it.
Рабаш, любовь к себе и любовь Творца. Есть любовь к себе и есть любовь к Творцу.
А есть Рабаш, there is self-love and there's the love of the Creator. And there's the medium, which is the love of others. Through the love of others, we come to the love of the Creator. This is the meaning of what Rabbi Akiva said, love your neighbor as yourself is a great rule in the Torah. Also, as old Hillel said to the Gentile who told him, teach me the whole Torah on one leg, he said to him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend, and the rest go study. This is because through the love of others, we come to the love of the Creator, and then the whole Torah and the whole wisdom are in his heart. Question for silent workshop. How do we, each day in a new 10, build the middle line between self-love and love of the Creator? How do we, each day in the new 10, build the middle line between self-love and the love of the Creator?
Thank you.